Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The Markovians have officially started a war. Kids are being thrown in cages and separated from their parents. And if any of that sounds familiar, then you already know what's up. It's the Black Lightning After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
I'm sorry, that threw me off just a little
that
bit.
That remix right there?
Yeah, that remix. So what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
How are you?
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the season premiere, season three, that is. Shout out to the team for still being in the game.
Yes.
Shout out to them. This is the after show for Black Lightning. We are doing season three. This is the premiere episode of season three. This one is titled The Book of Occupation, Chapter One, The Birth of Black Bird. And Black Bird done got herself into some stuff, okay? So we gonna talk about that. We gonna talk about Odell and all the tricks he got up his sleeve. We gonna let you know what's up with Anissa and Jen and Gambi and all of our favorite people. Not only that, we got some top three segments for y'all. Our OMBL. If you don't know what our OMBL is, that's just Oh My Black Lightning. The most craziest part of the show for you tonight. And our girl, Drew, shout out to Drew. She was able to get an interview with China that we're going to be having for you. But before we get into all of that, I'm your host, Portia Carter, who has been here all three seasons. What's up? I know y'all miss me because I miss y'all. Joining me on the panel once again is Lanisha.
Hey.
I wasn't all three, but hey.
No, but you qualified. And Zuri.
You know, I'm going to bring that Portia energy, okay? Right. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Why don't y'all just give a little background about yourselves and why y'all love this show so much?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Black Lightning. What's not to like about it?
The yes. First off,
we're representing my people. I'm sorry. But that's just number one.
Unapologetic.
But no apologies necessary. But you know I come here for thunder and lightning. Definitely lightning. I'm ready to see her suit and all.
Okay.
Yes.
I like Black Lightning because we get to see a black family really shine as a unit, and it's really well written. It's not cliche.
Yeah.
And just to see all these black actors with jobs.
Like, facts. Okay. Book so, them.
Yeah.
What's up? And you guys know, because I've been here all the seasons, so what's up? You already know I love this show because not only does it just describe black excellence in this old superpower world, but it brings us the realness of what's going on in today's world. We've seen a lot of that in this episode, so we're about to get right into it. Okay, starting off with Odell, Jeff, and Lynn. It was a lot going on with all three of them. Okay, so we're just going to throw all three of them out together in one thing. So Odell got everybody. He even got people that were supposed to be in the black box in this kept space. I don't know what the space is called, but it's like, instead of pods, it's like room pods now. Like everybody.
It's like solitary confinement.
Yeah. These people are in solitary confinement. And they are interviewing everybody that they think or believe has superpowers. Even if they don't got superpowers and it took some green light or did something crazy, they got all these people in this place and they interview them every single day, asking the same questions every single day. And at this point of the show, when it first opens, Jeff is on his 31st day and he is fed up. But Odell ain't letting them go nowhere. Let's talk about it.
First off, can I just ask, why does Agent Odell always gotta interrupt? Lynn's trying to get her some. I'm just saying. Why he gotta? He always ruined it every moment. Why he gotta ruin that moment? That one happy moment. He's like sucking out all the energy. He's not my favorite. He killed a kid. I'm just upset. And I kind of want him out. Bring back Tobias. Take Agent Odell out.
So you're choosing a villain over a villain.
Yep, if I had to pick a villain against a villain, I would rather have Tobias than Agent Odell. At least people were free. At least people were willing, getting to use their
Agent
power.
Odell's like that white collar crime, like that like embedded institutional villain.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
Nobody free.
Because that's what he explained. How did y'all feel about the conversation when he was using Issa to get, I guess, information out of Tobias? How did y'all feel about that conversation?
I didn't care for it. But I want to know how Tobias knows Agent Odell worked for the government and is appointed by the President of the United States. And I also want to know, are we going to see said president? Or I don't think we saw him last episode.
I don't think we want to see him.
But, at all.
But Proctor did. They killed him.
The other person he was really working with. Ever dead in Black Lightning? That's all I got. That's all I got.
You're right.
Everyone always rising from the dead. I'm just
you
saying.
You're right. You got me on that one. You got me on that one. All right. But how do y'all feel about Odell keep holding him hostage because of the Markovians, quote unquote? Do y'all think this is just one of his tactics to keep them?
Yeah, he's instilling fear into them. And Tobias told us that this is his job, is to instill fear and to get them as many metahumans as he can and keep them on lockdown as long as he can.
Yeah.
Mine was more so the after fact, because it's like, I knew, you know, that's Agent Odell. He uses all metahumans. Mine was more so the after. Now that I'm done with you, I'm going to kill you. That part.
He did kill a child.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, I don't even think he was done with Issa. Issa just so happened to get a hold of some very valuable information.
Right.
Now, I didn't quite understand what was being told. I can just be honest about that. I didn't understand what was being told, but from looks of it, Tobias was basically telling him that, you know, Odell was working with Proctor, Odell went rogue.
Basically. I thought Odell was appointed rogue.
Both of them went rogue, but Odell is like secretly into the thing now, and that's exactly why Issa knew. All right, so now I got this information. This man about to kill me.
To me, I got that Odell came in like that was his mission. Like I feel like Odell was following orders. Like I don't.
That's what I thought it was, because he was saying he was appointed by.
Well, y'all tell me, because I was a little lost. Tobias' old crazy hair was distracting me, okay? So I didn't know how to come back from that. Y'all just got to tell me what happened. What was going on?
I think Tobias told us how Agent Odell got to this position and what his motive is. Like, I think Tobias gave us the missing pieces. Like, remember last season, we were like, who is Agent Odell? Why does he have this power? What does he need? Like, you're kind of pressed for what? And I feel like Tobias finally, like, put that together for us. Like, he was appointed by the President of the United States with Proctor. I think Proctor, he did say something about Proctor going rogue. He wasn't meant to be killed, but he was killed. And Agent Odell's mission is to get as many metas as he can. And that's his order from the President of the United States.
Yeah. Wow. So it was Proctor that went rogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what Odell is doing right now, from what you're saying, what Odell is doing right now is taking orders and getting all these people, and it has nothing to do with what the Markovians got going on, is what you're saying. Because he basically telling Jeff and Lynn and them, like, the Markovians done started a war, they trying to come after us, blase blase, they want all the metas because they gonna use them against us in this war so they can be powerful, blase blase. However, he is supposed to be on the good side of it, meaning that he's going to protect them, quote unquote, until the Markovians leave, and then they can come back out in the open.
Basically have a lie.
We have in the panel, Nicholas Kelly says, at panel, Tobias knew from the jump, ever since the first season, that the Trump wannabe Proctor, and I honestly feel for him because he was trying to save Issa from meeting his end. So Nicholas feels like he was trying not to tell Issa because he knew that Issa could read minds and get people to say what, you know, the truth, and then that Odell was going to kill him. Right. So he thinks that he was trying to, Tobias was trying to save Issa.
I think it's the opposite. Really? I think it's the opposite. I think Tobias was about to get this boy killed because he tired of answering questions. Like, he kept on asking him the same questions.
But Proctor,
where's the briefcase? Where's,
right.
He, right. 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 He made him, right? But he also know that even though Proctor is using him, not Proctor, Odell, even though Odell is using him, eventually he gonna tell him something that he don't want Issa to repeat, so he gonna have to take
him
out.
Killed.
So that's what he was doing. I feel like he was playing mind games too at this point.
I don't
because
think
he didn't
that.
Answer the question. He said, he yeah. asked him what was in the briefcase. Instead of telling him what was in the briefcase, he told him all this other stuff that he told him and got the boy killed.
But I don't think he was trying to get him killed. I think that was just a pre-warning. Like, his warning is like, I'm letting, telling you straight up, you about to die. This, he's using you and you about to die, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was setting him up for anything. I don't think he was trying to save him because, you know, Tobias.
Why would Tobias save him?
Right, you know, look at Todd. Like,
yeah.
But I think he was just straight up warning him, you're about to die.
That's so sad.
Well, like, I hope you're right, but, like, who really does die? Because Issa was so nice.
Okay. Issa done died 3 times at this point.
He has died a few times. He came out the casket.
Yeah. The came out the body bag on him.
Mm-hmm.
That was the craziest thing in the world.
I'm about to flare with y'all.
No, for real. That was crazy. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of crazy, we don't got nothing else crazy going on here at AfterBuzz. Actually, we might, okay? So that's what I'm here to tell you. Here at AfterBuzz TV, we got so many other shows. I know you love Black Lightning. I also know that you love tons of other shows and tons of other genres, and we have them all here for you. So why don't you just take a moment to check out all of our other shows, all of our other channels that we have, you know, drama, sci-fi, comedy, whatever it is, action that you like, we have it to suit you, okay? And then if you're enjoying this show, make sure you give us a thumbs up, like, subscribe, comment, and if you're listening on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star rating, okay? Because anything less just will not do. Also, leave us a review. Let us know if you like what we talking about. Let us know if you got some input on what we talking about, because we're here to serve you, okay? You watching us and being here a part of our family has helped us grow, and we all just in here growing together. So thank you for helping us become the ESPN of TV talk.
Snap.
We appreciate y'all. Okay. And speaking of appreciation, I appreciate Anissa. Because Anissa, okay, so this episode was entitled The Birth of Black Bird. So let's just get into it. Blackbird to toe up the scene, okay? She fighting and beating anybody she can. So she's working right now with Reverend Holt, right? And so remember last season she was working with Reverend Holt because she was collecting them coins, okay? Running up in people's spot, robbing them, collecting them coins, supplying all the money that he needs for his clinic, blase, blase. And now she's collecting children because they throwing kids in cages, y'all. How do y'all feel about this whole situation?
Well, I'm trying not to laugh about the situation because it got me going. But
I just explain stuff a little weird sometimes.
No, but I love it. Like, you're making me want to eat some popcorn when you talk. But, man, those kids, I felt bad for it because I wanted to do something. Mm-hmm. I wanted to really reach in there in the show and kick butt just like her. But it's just like at that point, she really couldn't show her powers or anything. She had to literally watch these kids in cages asking for help. Like, with the stuff on their neck.
Collars.
It was
the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah, I have a few things. I'll be honest. It wasn't until like 20 minutes in that I realized who Black Bird was. Mm-hmm. I was expecting her to be Thunder. I'm like, who was Black Bird? What is Black Bird?
Oh, yeah, they started calling her Black Bird last season, though.
Right, and I just...
But it was, like, really, like, bland. So you can... Yeah. It was like they were sliding it in there a little bit.
I was like, when are we going to see this Black Bird? And then then I finally realized, like, oh, okay, it's Thunder. Cool. She doesn't have her uniform on.
She can't at this point.
Right.
Nah, they don't get her.
I loved how the writers tied in what we have going on right now to the situation without it being like, I'm drowning in social politics. Like, I think this is a real life situation and was really fitting for this show.
Yeah.
Especially when they were talking about people just being pulled off the street and assuming that you are could be a meta, and mm-hmm. I feel like that's really happening today.
Yeah.
And I feel like this also drove home people who it may go over their heads a lot, like people who don't live that life or may not be as susceptible to being pulled over and possibly accused. I feel like it really drove the point home, so I really like how the writers did that. I also, it was something else I wanted to say, but I forget.
You know what? That's some good points, though, girl. It's gonna come back to you. So when it comes back to you, just tag me. Y'all, you know. But that's why I love this show so much, y'all, because it just like takes our right now pain and creatively make it into something beautiful, something that could entertain us as well as get us to thinking about other things. Because when I saw those kids looking so helpless, even the kids from the cages to the bus, it was just like, y'all done took these kids away from their parents. Y'all got them in cages. Y'all mistaking them for metas. Basically, like, you, like how right now, how people are being in detention cages and centers and stuff around the border, they being mistaken for people who ain't got their credentials. You know, some of them do got credentials, and they still in them cages. Okay? Government? Like, let me not get...
Even the guy in the detention center who said, I already told you, right? Like, it's been 31 days of me telling you that I am not a meta, and here I am. Like, and just what that's doing to his psyche, we can see he's like, the only things I have are like diabetes, and it's like, well, I bet you that's not being treated in this center.
It's not.
Yeah. So I think that this really drove a lot of points home that are easily missed by all the other things going on in the world.
Like, even from the very beginning, now that you brought him up, like the girl in the very beginning who was black, not only black, but she was also
Miriam Lachman.
Like, I just remember her. With that, her, the green light got snuck into her food. She wasn't even taking green light.
And they were teasing her.
Yeah.
Bullying.
They were bullying her, like, real deal bullying her, talking about, because, you know, when they wear the hijab, everybody think that they got something else going on, like they terrorists or something.
Yeah.
It's just a stereotype. Like, so many stereotypes are being shown right now. And it's just like, when you see somebody on the street, how do you approach them? Do you approach them with compassion? Do you approach them with some type of love? Or do you automatically go into judgment and see this person as your enemy? And right now, all they see is enemies.
And children.
And this is traumatizing for the kids to be seen as an enemy. This girl done got her food poisoned. Now, she is a meta, though. Because she did say, what was her power?
She could blend in almost anything.
So she like a chameleon.
But not even by choice.
Yeah, that part. Yeah.
Like, it's different. I feel like when you took the green light and you wanted to get high, and then this was the result, but you, she didn't even ask for this. Yeah.
It's unfortunate, and especially for one of the guys that we had to see get killed by the commander. What is it? What's his name?
Cyclotronic.
It's hard to say. Cyclotronic. But it was so unfortunate that they had to use him. You're either gonna be a weapon or you die. That's your choice.
How about when Commander Carson Williams was fighting Cyclotronic?
I didn't know
what was going on. I'm thinking, like, this is just a man with a gun who, you know, Cyclotronic bullets is just stopping all of it. You know what I'm saying? Come to find out, Commander Carson Williams is a whole meta who takes on other people's powers.
That's her ultimate meta.
Like, ain't no such thing as fighting Black Lightning. You are Black Lightning, too. You can't fight against us. You can't fight Thunder. You are Thunder at this point. Like, somebody really got to take this man out, because ain't no way.
But that's how, because he could take over.
He can take over all of them.
The only way is that he needs a serum, so he's going to have to be in solitary confinement, like Tobias, and just wither away.
Yeah, because Tobias is not in there getting them shots, okay? He ain't getting none of that serum, the little venom, whatever they was putting in him to make him not age and to have that super strength, ain't no mo. So baby boy is in there growing hair and going bald at the same time.
Poor Tobias.
It's sad.
I was wondering if, I was thinking, like, okay, Dr. Odell killed Esau. Is he going to kill Tobias? But he wants to know what's in that briefcase. But I'm interested to know how he's going to get more info out of Tobias now that he's killed the one kind of way that we knew he could get into his mind and, like, tell the truth. So
I think he's just going to let Tobias go ahead and die off.
Yeah, he dying on his own
anyway. But he needs to know the briefcase, where it is.
He don't need to know no more.
He does because he needs the medals. That's his order.
No, he wants the briefcase for sure, but he don't need to know what's in it no more because he already know at this point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, he already know. Like, you knew what you came here to do. You know exactly what you came in here to do, and you know that whatever is in this thing, it has the ability to control all these people's powers, okay? It can turn them off, it can turn them on. And one wrong hand of this briefcase, and it's just a wrap, okay? Luckily, mm-hmm. Lala-O coming back from the grave self got it.
You know, even that is, too, another reflection of where we are in society, trying to build up our weapons to match another country's weapons.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's a trickle-down order.
You better stop.
She letting y'all know okay. Reality. We in fiction, but reality is intertwining.
Yeah. Okay. And then when they said POTUS, is I think when I really
got it. I pray to God North Korea don't just sound off on us, okay? I be praying every day, like, what's going on, Lord? It's a lot going on.
Shoot. It's a lot of white collar people like Odell going on. She got to keep your eye out.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm trying to tell y'all, this is why I love this show so much, because it just, you know, let us know what's up. Okay, speaking of letting us know what's up, Gambi always got the tricks of the trade, okay? So your boy Gambi done put, Shonda is her name?
Okay.
Done put Shonda, and he installed technology into Anissa's car, her house, gyms, everything. Like, everything is all built up with all these technological things where they can see stuff that ain't supposed to be seen. They can hear stuff that ain't supposed to be heard, okay? Not only that, he done found, I guess, the ASA has this type of, like, censored wall. Like, if they feel or hear people, they automatically send troops out. He done got through the wall. He was able to find a weakness, and whatever they had going on done got through the wall. Gambi is on it. How did y'all feel about him and his whole thing he had going on this
episode? I'm
going
to need Gambi to be my uncle and hook me up, because okay. He got the car. He got the... Shoot, giving Jennifer that whole other gadget. She's a whole Asian woman.
Okay. Gave her a turn into somebody else's coat.
I have to ask you guys, did you guys get nervous when Anissa walked in and opened the door and walked away? Do you remember when she walked in her house and she opened that back door and, like, let a breeze in, and then she walked upstairs but left the door open?
You know, she's been doing a lot of senseless stuff,
like,
lately.
People are after you.
I mean, but Shonda was going to close it.
Yeah, right. But Shonda,
when she popped up to the closet, Anissa ain't touch no door. She said, Shonda. Shonda was like, what's up? She like, mirror, mirror. Door open. Okay, it was like a
but
exchange.
Wait, is Shonda gonna take that reporter out of her house that she just left in her room?
She didn't take her to her room. That was a hotel.
Ooh. That was just her place? Oh, okay. I thought
Anissa
that was
ain't
place.
That stupid.
You know,
Anissa ain't stupid at all, actually. Anissa ain't stupid at all, actually. Let me tell y'all how smart Anissa is. When it was, no, for real, when it was all going down right in front of her face, when Cyclotropic or Tronic walked up in there and was about to set fire, she did not budge. When them bullets started coming to Cyclotronic, she stepped out the way. Okay, she was not about to play with them. She was so smart to know, like, I cannot do anything in this moment. Even when she was in the car with the woman and Betty started going off about how the kids in the cages and she mad and stuff, when Betty hopped out the car and the lady was like, you want to go with her? She couldn't just rebel. Her smart, wise self stayed there.
But Portia, that is some maturity, because I feel like season one and two, we were all cringe. We would all have been
okay. Like, what she gonna do today?
Please,
what
don't.
She gonna do today?
Yeah, we were all clutching our pearls. I feel like season two with Anissa, and just we were begging her almost just stop.
Yeah,
just stop. Like, you keep robbing people. You've been on the verge of death a few times. Like, just let it go.
Yeah,
sis.
Even tonight they done took her out with a bomb.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
laid her out cold. Mm-hmm. But y'all know who found her?
She was just telling
the Purdy. Are they the Purdy or the Seducey. What was the other word?
With the silver.
No, you're right. But no, they were the family with the baby.
Yeah.
They were.
They gonna know it's her.
This this episode tied every, like, they pulled,
yeah, they pulled
every
everything
single
together.
Thing mm-hmm. that they could. Even the girlfriend who was eating people.
Oh, Grace.
Grace.
I'm definitely ready to see Grace again. But see, this is why, okay, I know she's going to defend Anissa like crazy, but Anissa,
do your thing.
I love her as a superhero. Yes. But just like as a human, I was literally looking at her. She asked the question that I was asking. Anissa, what are you doing? Grace is your woman.
Right. I honestly thought that Lightning, when she had the cloak on, I thought that it was Grace. Like, she shipped it into, like, a younger version of herself. And I thought that she called Grace out. So then when I saw Lightning pop out, I was like, oh, wait. You're not Grace.
I'm going to need to see her soon. Yeah. I mean, I saw her as a tiger, but I'm going to need to actually see her. And and Anissa actually meet up.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Join forces.
Okay? Yeah. All the forces need to be joined at this point. So if the...
She called it Purdy. Someone in the
They're the Purdy. The other ones was the Sanjay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think the silver people was the Sanjay and then the Purdy was the black people.
Yeah.
It was like that. Yeah. So I believe that the Purdy gonna join forces with Anissa.
They have to
at this point. They done found her and they know who she is. Like, they done seen her run up in some stuff
but
before.
But what were they doing there? Like, I think that's a kind of like a weird thing. Like, this show doesn't really leave seams in the writing, but...
The ASA only has Freeland blocked off.
Oh, right. And they're in East the woods. Freeland.
Yeah. They are on the other side. That's how she was like, when she kept on talking about, let's get them across, that's what she was talking about. Get them across, like, Freeland's border or whatever that was. Because that whole border thing that they had going on, that was it. Once they get through that, it's a wrap.
Yeah. Even though that one man was messing it up, and I wanted to punch him just like Thunder did.
It's always one. Someone in the chat.
He slowed them down.
Someone in the chat called Anissa Harriet Tubman.
No facts.
Oh, yeah, see? She was on that bus scene.
The crazy thing is, that's what Jen called her all season one. Kept calling her Harriet Tubman. And now we see her freeing slaves. Okay, because these kids are going to be in cages, locked up like slaves.
Yeah. Someone said, did Jennifer catfish the boy from the pizzeria? I think that was a catfish.
That was a definite catfish. You look nothing like your photo, miss.
Okay, let's get into it. Because Jen done put on this little suit Gimmy made her. She done turned into somebody else, this little Asian girl, and she out there practicing her powers. But we see that she needs to practice her powers because it was overtaking her while she was at school. She had to hide in the stall. She was going through some stuff, and she literally told Anissa, like, it hurts when I don't use my powers. So we got to give a take at this point.
Well, she should have took that training seriously. Instead of setting herself on fire, then she might be able to go out there.
True.
I'm having a hard time feeling sympathy for her.
What you mean?
At the end of the day, she did defeat Tobias with Black Lightning, so.
She did, but
she did take out Cutter.
She did take out Cutter. You're right about that. She remember she put on her suit and she like caught on fire and they were like, "We're trying to teach you, but you keep getting in your own way."
That was her first suit. Her second suit didn't go like that. I mean, she went up in flames a few times, so where it couldn't come back down.
Gabby had to help her out.
Yeah, but no, we praying for Anissa. We are yet and believing, okay, that everything is gonna be all right with her.
And yeah, definitely. Jen, I'm rooting for Jen. I kind of want her to use her powers more.
Yeah, me too.
But I understand why. Because she's so powerful, so it would be detected easily, probably.
They said hashtag metahuman railroad. Okay, I'm done with that joke, but I thought that was really funny.
Wow, metahuman railroad.
But it's unfortunate that, you know, it's coming to Black Lightning's expense.
Well, you know what? Everything comes at his expense. Mm-hmm. All the time. Just like this girl, this reporter girl, Jamila, who working for Clapback News. First of all, why is your news outlet named Clapback? How did we get here?
I wouldn't be surprised if she's a spawn of Odell.
Oh.
You think?
It's just not sitting well with
me. And it's not a coincidence that she starts off the news talking about the quarantine that Freeland is under. She's even, you know, talking about how everything all, you know, blotched up, you know, stuff like that. And then we see how Henderson, not only did he get punked by Commander Carson, he done got beat up and told that everybody need to be out off the streets by 8:30. So she watching this too, and she watching everything else that going on, but she out.
after 8:30. Done popped up on Anissa at the bar talking about what's up, trying to shoot her shot. Where? Who sent you?
And she was like, I'm lonely, you lonely, let's be lonely together. And she welcomed her to walk all over her. Like, I know you're after somebody else, but please walk over me is what she said.
That's when you gotta really look at people and be like, who sent you?
Yeah, because it's not adding
you
up.
You gotta have discernment in your life for some of these people sometimes, because people will come in your life, okay? And they will try to do some other stuff. No, I'm trying to everybody's agendas and intentions are all different. Some people, they come to be your friends. Some people, they come to take what you got. Some people come to set you up. And some people come, you know, out of the pure state of jealousy and they want to see you fall.
I knew, like, the minute she said she was a reporter. You want to see me fall.
Okay? How did we get here?
Yeah, I knew when she was like, you were looking for someone else, but you can be with me. That is like a screaming, flaming hot.
That's a no.
That is a no.
And how she was drinking her little shot alcohol and looking at her.
She took an extra drink after the night was over. Like, this is how you get caught up in a case. Well, why are we still drinking after we've already...
Love don't live here no more.
She's trying to get hers.
Yeah.
And Anissa is not... Okay, she probably is lonely. She probably is lonely, but you know, sometimes in loneliness we do find ourselves stooping lower than where we can go, okay? So you need to reel that back in. But you know, she do know that Grace is this leopard running around eating people. And she do know that the leopard turns into a man. And she do know that it's Grace. And she's really sad.
And still attractive.
Still attracted to her, but really sad that her boo thing done turned into a villain, okay? You know, I just can't. But, you know, speaking of villains and everything, why don't we just get into our OMBL segment? So, guys, I know y'all heard that boom, but if you're listening for the first time, our OMBL is just Oh My Black Lightning, okay? So whatever was your favorite part of the show or the most craziest part or something that made you go, Oh My BL, join us in the chat, in the comments, whatever. Let us know what's up. But until then, y'all, let's get y'all.
Ooh, mine wasn't like exciting. Mine was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened on My Black Lightning. When Agent Odell poisoned Issa.
Yeah, that was a killer.
I was upset.
I mean, that was mine, but I think my Oh My BL is when he told Jefferson that he had to stay. So I'm like, he is Black Lightning. What else is going to happen? Like, I was kind of thinking, like, so are we going to watch the whole episode in solitary confinement? But his family held it down, so.
My OMBL was Lala waking up with that briefcase. When I seen a briefcase and a gun on top, I'm like, dang, who had it last? And I'm sitting here trying to think in my brain. And I remember that scene when Lala done walked up while Anissa, while Thunder and Black Lightning was fighting the four. And he walked up and just started shooting people for him and then walked away like ain't nothing happened. It was him. He got the briefcase and he woke up and I said, oh my BL. Okay. So anyway, that is that. And we love Black Lightning. But today we're going to give you our top three, okay? And for those of you who are watching for the first time, our top three segment is something that we're going to do on the premiere of the show to let you know our top three favorite, whatever it is we want you to know. And tonight we're choosing our top three superheroes. Zuri, why don't you take it away?
Yes, I have my favorite top superhero Black women.
Okay!
Starting off with Storm, she was introduced in the X-Men series.
She was bad. Okay.
Yes, with that platinum hair. And it's back today. We have a million Storms walking around.
You're right.
In 1975, and Halle Berry played her in the 2000 movie X-Men. And which leads me to my next character, Catwoman.
Come on, Catwoman! Yes, she played her too!
Yes, she did.
Halle is cleaning up on these heroes.
Don't ever do a remake, okay? She's the original.
She's the original. I think they are actually doing another one, but
is they gonna use Halle, right?
So the girl reached out to Halle for some advice, so hopefully we'll continue the good
show. Ain't no advice.
No advice.
Ain't no advice. Put her in the game. Tag her in.
Right. So Catwoman was actually introduced in 1940. So wow. She's been here. She's been around for some time. And Halle played her back in 2004. And so some of her, I was like, always like, what are Catwoman's strengths? So she has feline strength. Apparently she's really good at stealing, and then the obvious fighting, but I can see that's a sly cat, so
yeah, that's just it's like kind of a cat. They
cats
sneaky.
Are sneaky,
okay.
Cats I don't mess sneaky. With them,
me neither.
You ain't gonna catch a cat near me, not in my house.
And then my third one, how could I forget? Thunder and Disappear.
Yes. Okay.
And I feel like we've obviously seen Anissa use her powers. But I'm like, but how do you describe this? So it was described as increased body density. So she can, like, channel more weight to, obviously, like, her foot. She can stomp. She can clap. She can hold the breath and make a force field to protect herself. So, yep, Storm, Catwoman, and Thunder are my favorite Black woman superheroes.
Yes.
Wow. That was amazing. Yes.
The more you know.
Okay. Speaking of amazing guys, shout out to OK Drew J, aka Drew Jones. Okay, so Drew Jones is the actual moderator of this panel. Y'all know her because she's been here all seasons, and she's gonna be back next week. What's up? We love her so much. Congratulations on all of her new endeavors tonight. She started a really big new endeavor tonight, so we just want to give her a hand clap. Okay, we love you, Drew. Yes. Not only is she amazing, but she just so happened to get an interview with Chyna, who let us in on some stuff. So that brings us our news and gossip segment. All right, let's see what Chyna had to tell us about the season.
Hello.
Hi, beautiful.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. You look always killing.
Come on. Yes.
Okay, girl, now,
she
Black
looks
Lightning,
amazing.
The trailer dropped. We're coming back next week.
Oh, my God.
I'm stressed.
I'm stressed, too.
What can we expect going into season 3?
Oh, absolutely.
You can expect a lot of unexpected things, like a bunch of things that you would never see coming. They're all gonna happen.
Okay, I already started to.
And like the whole crossover with the Crisis of Infinite Earths thing,
yeah.
We're currently working on that right now. So I'm telling you, you are in for a treat this season.
I was gonna say, because for the longest time it was you guys weren't gonna be in the mix, but now here we are. You guys are in it. Who are you most excited to like link up with?
Oh my gosh. Probably the Flash. I've said this. Yes. I think I said it at the very beginning of Black Lightning. Like, it's probably still the Flash because you're awesome.
I want some Jennifer and Iris. Like,
come on now. Can we call the writers real quick?
Hello. Black Girl Magic.
This is what we need.
You know what to do with it.
Okay.
And Nafisa.
Yes.
Go ahead and add her in there.
Can I tell you?
That imagery.
Of the three of us?
Ooh.
She's such a queen.
The posters that you guys have had coming out, like yours too, I know Nafisa with like the kind of black fur going on, like I'm really, really shook. What do you hope fans take away from it this season?
Oh my God. Well, the family's going to go through a lot of struggles this season because of the battle with Markovia and the ASA and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to still stay close and still stick together, and I hope that people pull from it. Like, families aren't always going to be perfect, going to have issues, but as long as you pull together at the end of the day, that's what's important. That's what actually
Come
matters.
Come on,
you know?
China!
You know we love you. TV, come hang out with us soon.
Oh, you know I love y'all too.
Yes,
please.
You guys are amazing.
Yes.
Okay. So China just came through with the come through. She basically told y'all, look, y'all watching this show, we know is letting y'all know some real stuff and what's going on in the world, but pull it through with your family at the end of the day, okay? Stick together.
I'm looking forward to that crossover.
Okay.
Right. I'm excited because I already saw the one with the Flash and Arrow and Supergirl. I'm ready to get Black Lightning in the mix now.
Yeah, so that's basically, you know, brings us to our predictions really quickly. Can y'all just tell us what y'all think is going to happen?
TV I'll let you go first.
Okay, I hope that Jennifer finds Khalil and takes them all down. As such a power couple.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
This is more so of a hope. I'm ready to see Issa rise up from the dead, hopefully.
Spill all the tea.
And, yes, and spill the tea. And then Grace already know they're going to make forces with unexpected
uprising people.
Yeah, that's pretty much especially my prediction. I believe that Anissa and Grace are going to reunite, and Grace is going to come over to the good side and, you know, help her fight this war. That's going to be the power couple for my end, Grace and Anissa. So we'll be back next week with Drew, okay? But until then, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Hello, I'm Lanisha, and you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Z-U-R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-C-E.
And you can find me on all things social media at Portia Carter. Thank you so much for watching, guys. See y'all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.